Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
We're going to be recording slightly different from how we usually record. Instead of recording an episode all in one day, instead we're going to be recording throughout the week because we are currently on holiday in Malta and we wanted to record the days as we do it. So it's fresh in our mind.
And also, we're still watching Bon Voyage at the minute. Usually, we've watched all of Bon Voyage by the time we go to record. But we're actually watching it whilst we're on holiday so that we know what the members have done. And then we're trying to do the same things.
And hopefully, this will work out a bit better because from our past experiences of recording Bon Voyage,
it's been a bit rusty.
Yeah, remembering things.
Yeah, a few weeks. But obviously, these episodes we've watched more recently. Apart from the first episode, which we actually watched before we came to Malta.
Yeah, that's true. So we might need to think a little bit with this first episode. Starting with episode one, it starts with the members packing. One of the parts that shocked me was when Jin got a pair of jeans and he decided to cut them into shorts.
Yeah, I
was just thinking, surely he had a pair of shorts to bring with him.
I know, they were a bit wonky when he cut them, and I was just shocked he was going with it. But he does pack them, and he wears them. Wears them a lot, actually.
He does. It just reminds me of his spontaneous personality of Jin, just living in the moment, not really caring.
Also, I should mention that V isn't there at the minute because he's actually going to arrive later, which has happened before on Bon Voyage as well.
I noticed that Jungkook, he says that this time he's bringing more clothes because he remembers last Bon Voyage where he just wore the same Hawaiian shirt. So this time he planned to bring more with him.
But that was a shirt he bought there.
Yeah, it was.
But I really liked that shirt he wore before.
I also noticed that Jungkook and Sugar was packing a lot of dark clothing. We actually see him wearing all black outfits throughout the show. And I thought that was a bit of an interesting choice going to a very hot country, but I suppose maybe they're used to it because I did notice a lot of the members actually wore more long-sleeved items.
Because there was one day, obviously this is not in this episode, but later when they are in Malta, Jin has a And I love Malta top, short sleeve one. And on one of the days, he wears a long sleeve top underneath that top.
And Sugar does that all the time as well.
Yeah, and I think on that day, they said it was like 38 degrees or something, like really hot. But they did say it was hotter in Korea.
Yeah, they did. So I'm just wondering if they're just used to it.
Yeah, they must be used to it, but still.
But like we said, we're over in Malta at the moment. We're actually in Malta in February, but we always record our episodes months in advance. So this will probably be posted
when it's a bit hotter.
But currently we are in February as we're recording this and I didn't wear a coat today.
No.
I had short sleeves and I wasn't cold at all. It was a windy day, but I wasn't cold. And so I couldn't imagine wearing a long sleeved top in the summer.
Yeah.
It's because it's so cold in England. We're not used to hot weather.
No, definitely not. Just here, it's not hot because, like we said, it's February, so it's only been like 18 degrees. But for us coming from England, that's hot.
Yeah, it is. Then they go to the airport, and Jin, well, all the members asked if they have any electronics in their suitcases. And Jin mentions that he has some batteries. And he actually has an electric skateboard in his suitcase.
I was really taken back by this. I actually didn't see him pack this. I didn't know this. I know some of the members. I think RM was talking about speakers, debating whether to bring some speakers. But I had no idea about this electronic skateboard. And when he was called over for it, I actually had to say to you, electronic skateboard?
Yeah, well, first of all, I thought it was a laptop. Because I thought I saw him packing a laptop in the suitcase.
You were saying that, yeah.
And I was convinced it was this. And then when he said a skateboard,
he said he wanted to take it so he'd have to walk down the street.
Yeah, I felt sorry for him because you could tell he was a bit disappointed.
He actually had to leave it behind in Korea, obviously, because he couldn't bring it with him. I was just so taken back.
All the other members were saying that they were really embarrassed and walking away from him.
Yeah, they left him to sort out by himself. Yeah. I felt really sorry for him. Yeah, just was really, really shocked that that's what he decided to bring in his suitcase because it never, ever crossed my mind to bring that type of thing.
Once they land in Malta, they first rent cars. And is it Jin and Jungkook who are the ones who said they're going to be driving? But I can only recall so far, as we said, we're watching it as we record. But I can only at this point remember it being J-Hope and Jungkook drive in, and Jin, does he drive on the first day?
He only drives on the first day. I actually thought he was going to be a lead driver, because sorts getting the cars out. He fills in all the paperwork and says he'll be driving one car and Jungkook will be driving the other. And that also threw me when J-Hope started driving, because I thought maybe they had to put her on like the forms.
That's what I thought, and I thought it was just going to be those
they
two.
They definitely said Jin and Jungkook at the airport. I remember him saying me and him pointing at Jungkook.
And I can remember J-Hope driving before and Sugar, but I think this is in Bon Voyage 4 I'm thinking of. So yeah, I was just a bit surprised because I couldn't remember. I was expecting it to be Jin as one of the main drivers.
Yeah.
But perhaps he does drive later on. I really can't remember. I'm terrible at remembering things. I have seen it, but I couldn't even remember seeing V go into the Popeye village I said to you today. First thing they do, like always, they want to have some food, so they eat at this restaurant.
When they get there, there's two restaurants, and Jin actually goes over talking to the owner of one, which is actually Cockney's, a restaurant that we tried to eat at ourselves today, but it was closed, unfortunately. And the others are all taken with the one across the street. I think they see the menu outside, and they just like what they're seeing, so they call them away across the street.
And it's actually this restaurant that Lorraine and I went to today.
Well, it was a bit, you could say.
It was quite embarrassing, really. We were very disappointed that Cockney's was closed, because that was a place we originally really wanted to eat at.
And but we recalled them going to the one across the street and thought it would be just as good to eat at one we know that they've also been to.
So we didn't even bother checking the menus or anything.
No,
we
there was no menu outside, because when the BTS went, it was in the summer, so the outdoor area was open and there was an outdoor menu, but there was actually no outdoor menu I saw near the restaurant.
No, you said it was a wine.
Yeah, it was a wine menu that I saw.
So yeah, we just went straight in. They gave us a table, and then as soon as we looked at the menu, we were taken by the prices.
It was really expensive.
It was like €23 for pasta. The appetizers were around 14
18 most of them. I think there's one for 14. A lot of them were 18.
And we are on a very tight budget this holiday. We haven't brought much with us.
No.
So we knew straight away that this would be pushing it.
Well, we're only here for a couple of days, 4 days, so we thought we won't bring too much. A lot of time, you bring a lot of money on holiday, and when you get home, you have to change it all back.
Yeah.
And you lose money on that too. But yeah, we couldn't afford this, not on what we had.
And the other issue we had was, we keep saying we want to be more adventurous, and we are trying. We have been a little adventurous this holiday, but there was nothing on this menu that I could see myself trying. Like octopus. I know RM has octopus.
Yeah, from that restaurant too. It's actually, I recall him having it.
Actually, you remembered quite a few things from the menu what the members had. Yeah. So I'm thinking it was the same menu similar.
Yeah, there were steaks, which I know two of the members, at least two anyway, did have steaks. Because I think when the members got to the restaurant and ordered, they were debating whose would come quicker, the steaks or the pasta. Because I think they were really hungry, you know how they are with food. And I think a lot of them were saying they should get pastas because they'll come quicker. Which actually I would agree that I think that was the case. But it all kind of came out together anyway.
It did.
But yeah, I do like steak myself. But like I said, the steak was €30 to €40. Something like that, and that's just a lot for steak.
And the pasta, they had spaghetti on there, but it came with clams, and I actually said to you about ordering it and maybe just not eating the clams, but it was very expensive.
Yeah,
that was 20
and something. I said there'll be no topping on it, because if you haven't got the clams, what's on there? There's not going to be any, like, I traditionally have like spaghetti and meatballs, so it's sauce and meat.
Yeah,
but what would it be with the clams when you take them off? Just spaghetti string. I just can't picture how it's gonna come.
I was getting desperate at this point because we just were too scared to just say that we don't actually want to eat here. And then we were thinking we'll order just a dessert, and then we were too scared to say just a dessert. So we waited until all the staff members were out of sight and we just ran.
Yeah, but it was a catastrophe because we like banged into someone at the door, then the waiters started coming out the room and we just skedaddled without looking back. But we did manage to get a picture in there with the menu, so
it looks like we ate there.
It's just good to know we were in a place BTS were. They really enjoyed their food, but they like a lot of different foods.
Yeah.
I think it's no problem for them. I mean, RM, like I said, he was quick to have the octopus. I remember him very specifically saying that right at the beginning. And I was thinking even when RM said it, like, octopus.
But the one good thing that we were able to get from Cockney's was we did see through the window the picture of Jin with the manager. And we were able to take a picture from the window.
other than this one brief encounter with the owner on this first episode, we actually haven't seen so far on Bon Voyage Jin go back to Cockneys, even though I have read he goes there a lot.
I'm confused by this because I remember the episode very clearly of Jin talking to the manager, befriending him, and I thought this was near the beginning of the series, but it must be more near to the end. I keep getting paranoid that I've skipped over it somehow, but I know it definitely happens, so you will see it.
But still, it was nice just to go there and see through the window. It was the one disappointment that I think we'll take away from the holiday, especially being a gym bias myself. It's something I really had my heart set on. I was saying to Chloe I wanted to stay until it opened, but the buses here, we've been travelling around by bus, and the buses are very long trips around, and so it's not always practical to stay out there too long. I think it's really smart of BTS that they rented cars, because you can get around here so much faster in a car, but it's not something I would ever do because I don't like driving. And a lot of the time, even though the BTS members, I think they do incredibly well with driving, there are times when they do look a little flustered. They're stressed. I think sometimes they just literally want to park the car.
Yeah, it's understandable. But for me, I wouldn't like to go through that on a holiday knowing that I would have to get back in that car. It would just play on my mind too much.
I think that Jungkook really suited to the driving though, because he has that thing where he just wants to prove.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he was one of the drivers. And it doesn't surprise me that Jin drove but then hasn't, because he's more laid back. I don't think he probably is fussed either way.
No.
Probably glad to get out of the driver's seat, but I don't know. It depends how much you love driving, I suppose.
They then try and look for their accommodation, and this was something else we took a picture of today. Of course, it's right next door to the restaurant we ate at. The members
we didn't eat at.
Oh no, we didn't eat. No, we didn't eat at
the restaurant they ate at.
But on the episode, BTS take ages trying to find this accommodation.
They're given a picture of what it looks like,
which is a bit more understandable that they're struggling because they're not following phones.
They've never been there before and they just have this one brief thing to go on.
But I just thought it was quite funny because they were going round in circles and they end up right back where they first started.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny because J-Hope says, oh, I'm going home, like when he realises they're back at the beginning, but then they ask for help.
Because what happened was they were going round together at first, but at some point Jin and Jimin separate from them because they're convinced that they're going the right way and the other members, I don't know if they, I think they might have looked at a map at this point on their phone or something.
They may have done.
They're sure they're going the wrong way. They need to go back from where they came, which they're right about. But Jin and Jimin are convinced it's up. But they end up going around in the circle, Jin and Jimin, and I think they actually kind of get there before the other members.
They notice that. I think they spot it from the top.
But yeah, they loop back around, and as they do, I think some of the members realise as they get there where the hotel is, and then I think one or two might ask at the restaurant, they're like, there, next door, basically.
Well, Laura and I, we were looking for this, following a map on our phones, and we were actually struggling ourselves.
Well, we saw it from up top. It's easy to spot up top, but getting down to it was a bit of a muddle, because, the map was showing one way, but it was actually blocked off by some building work. And then we worked out it will just be the same if we walk round. So we walk round, but we went, it must be the way the cars go, and then an alleyway, but we ended up going all around the back of it, and it was really dingy, and we kept saying, the members couldn't have walked this way, I couldn't see them going this way every time. And then when we came back up from down there, we actually found the proper path.
Yeah, and it's straightforward once
it
you
is,
see it.
It is.
But we were even going to go down some steps that take you down near
the sea. Well, I said that didn't look right straight away, because like, it must be down there, and I was like, that looks like it's going to the sea there. But I thought that the location that they had for the accommodation was very unusual, because when we were there today, it didn't look like what I would picture them staying at.
No, I recognised it straight away from Bon Voyage, but we didn't see an entrance
to it. No, there was a door that had like a code on, I think, so it might be like, you know, a really private place to stay. We didn't actually stay in the capital ourselves, so we didn't really look into accommodation there. We actually chose a different area to stay at. But I'm assuming it's something where maybe just the members were.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. Moving on to episode 2. The episode starts with the members picking rooms. And how they pick rooms is the member just walks into a room. Whatever room they walk into is the room they're going to be staying in. They take it in turns to do this. And so the next member after won't know which room the member before them chose.
So they could end up with a lot of members in one room, basically. Yeah,
and I know that one room has a double bed, another has two singles, and the third has two doubles, I think it is the biggest room.
Mm. Upstairs is the biggest room.
Jin, Sugar and Jimin, they have the bigger room up top. I think there was a bit of arguments as who was going to be sharing the beds. It turned out it was going to be Sugar and Jimin in one bed and Jin by himself. Then in the two single beds are J-Hope and RM, and then in the one alone in a double bed is Jungkook, and he's really happy with this. I think, well, he thinks he's made the best choice.
Although they do keep pointing out that V hasn't come yet, he hasn't picked his room. That is mentioned a few times to him.
And so after this, they go on a boat just to have a party, isn't it?
Yeah, they say it's a boat party, or there's just the members.
Yeah.
There's no music playing either, is there?
No, I don't know. Are they playing music from their phones at one point?
Maybe. It just doesn't strike me quite as...
No, as a party.
A party, the way they label it. I can't recall
there being much alcohol either.
No.
They may have alcohol. It just seems like they were just relaxing, really, on the boat.
Yeah, I think they are just having a good time out on the boat. I think they actually like getting out there. There's been, obviously, bon voyages before where they've gone for boat trips like this.
Jin's making it sound like a party because he gets on the microphone at one point and telling everyone to make a noise, and even tells the driver to make a noise, but he doesn't. No. He just laughs at it.
And on the boat, they also record a message for V. Basically, they're going around getting everyone to say that they love him, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sugar is the one who is most hesitant to say it.
Yeah, it took him a while. I don't know if he actually said it.
He did say it. He did say it at the very end. And then later on, we get to see V seeing their message.
And it's so sweet him watching, listening to you.
I really, really enjoyed that part. And it's cute because throughout it, they always mention V when he's away, like constantly it's brought up about him being gone. They even say lots of times that there's still seven of them.
Yeah, they keep making mistakes with that. When buying food, they order like seven things and remembering that there's actually six of them now.
And also on the boat, Jin and Jimin do the classic Titanic pose, which we mentioned they did before in another Bon Voyage. And I think the members also mention they're up there doing it again. I'm just kind of expecting it now when I see them up there. Even though not much happened on there, they actually stayed on there all the way until it was dark. And ended, I think members were sleeping on there in the end, weren't they? I was just surprised how long they were out there, especially on like obviously a very hot day too. But I suppose if you're really enjoying yourself, you're really enjoying yourself.
And also, being the first day, I suppose this is a good thing to choose because you're tired.
Yeah.
You might just want to relax on a boat, not really do any more travelling.
It was definitely nice to see. It's something I would like to do.
Oh, yeah. Then after that, this is the next day now. They explore the capital. They go around in pairs. Starting with RM and J-Hope, they actually are the two that I feel do the most
in the capital. Yeah.
They visit the cathedral, go to the war rooms, and they also see the firing of the cannons. And then after that, they drive out to a shopping centre. And all these things that they did, apart from the shopping centre, is what Lorraine and I did today. Yep. And we tried to recreate some of the photos that they took.
Yeah, at the cathedral, RM and J-Hope took three pictures that we saw. They had one outside together, although unfortunately for me and Chloe, we only travelled the two of us, we had to take single shots.
Yeah, so it's not quite a recreation photo.
No,
really,
it would have been good to do it, but the thing is, we're taking pictures on our mobiles, and you know, you don't want to hand your mobile over a lot of I don't really feel comfortable.
No.
Maybe if it was a cheaper camera, I wouldn't chance it, but you just never know. So we decided just to do individual ones, but
still in the location.
We're still in the same location.
Still good.
And they did one inside the cathedral. No, two inside. One downstairs and one up on the balcony. The one on the balcony that we took didn't turn out too different.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd say is their angle, which I knew when I was taking it, slightly higher.
Slightly higher. And also their heads. Our heads are bent back and theirs are bent forward. And I actually thought they were back. That annoyed me a little bit.
What was really weird, though, is we had their photo with us when we were looking at it as we were trying to copy it. It turned out quite good, but just slightly different. But I think it was one of our closest recreation pictures.
Was.
Say I'd say it's the one that's most like it.
I've even got a top that's red, and it looks quite similar to the one that Aaron's got. A red top.
I said that to you straight away. I didn't even realise
that wasn't planned.
It's actually really fun trying to recreate the pictures that BTS did. I think it's making me really enjoy this Bon Voyage even more, because obviously we're able to follow their footsteps in a way, and it kind of feels like you're a little bit on holiday with them, really doing things that they've done, and it makes it more exciting. Like, I get excited anyway going to do things on holiday, but knowing that we're copying BTS is even more
potentially
exciting.
Standing in the exact spot. And the cathedral itself, I thought, was really beautiful.
Yeah, I
really enjoyed
J-Hope
that.
And RM really liked it. Yeah. They actually like it a lot, and they later on tell Suga and Jin, like, it's really good.
It's worth going, yeah.
And they end up going because of what they said.
The only thing that we were surprised about was we had to pay €15 to go in.
Although
there.
BTS only paid 10.
Yeah, so we were a bit taken back by that. We did think it was quite expensive, but it was a very nice cathedral.
It was very nice inside, yeah, definitely.
The war rooms that we went to, I did enjoy going around here too. To be honest, we kind of rushed around it, really, didn't we? Because we wanted to like fit lots of things in. And I did find it quite small.
It was quite small, I thought. We could have had an option to go on a guided tour so someone give us the information, but we actually always prefer to do it ourselves. I suppose if you took the guided tour, you'd be in there for hours. Because, I mean, we went past them 3 times in the same spot. So you get your money's worth if you go on the guided tour, because you'll be in there a long time. And we wanted to go there, obviously, because RM and J-Hope have been there, and we were trying to remember some of the pictures they had taken there and some of the parts you saw there. But there was one part that we remember in there. I remember specifically RM sat on the chair and he slides across a little hole on the wall, and you see J-Hope the other side. And we saw something like this, but
I'm certain it's the same thing.
It was sectioned off, so we can't get in to like sit on the chair or... You can see it, but from a distance, basically. But they were actually in it.
So we think they may have had, like, some special treatment or something that was allowed in a few places.
It's unusual because we went in all the rooms, and the only thing I could see similar to that, because I remember it very specifically, was something that was barriered off from the public. So
the other thing I also remember was RM playing with some of the items on the table, and there was a sign saying, don't touch the items. Yeah.
So it's either RM was allowed because obviously he's RM, or after RM messed around, but this I'd put up a sign to one of the two.
Too many tourists messing around.
Trying to copy RM, what he was doing. But I think there was a big table too that I think they were at that, and we went to that
too. We recognised the background.
Yeah. It was good to go to. Definitely interesting. But yeah, it was just a little small, that's all. Mm. And the corridor leading up to it is a bit... dim.
Yeah, I remember specifically them saying on the episode they weren't too sure if it was the right way or not, and I remember J-Hope saying it's a bit spooky, and actually you questioned it yourself when you saw it.
And we almost walked past the actual war room door because of the tunnel. I was so busy following this dingy dark tunnel, I didn't see the door into the museum. But it was a little difficult to find it ourselves, though. The signs are pointing everywhere. We've been a little off with directions on this holiday, though.
I know, well, you're usually really good at it, Lorraine. I'm always terrible.
Honestly, the amount of things we've been trying to find today, and we've been looking at the signs and circling around them.
But I can't help but think RM and J-Hope also had difficulty finding this place.
Yeah,
just the sort of things they say,
you don't see it.
It's just the way. I remember when RM entered the room, he says, is this where we pay, or do we pay here? And when they were questioning whether to go down the tunnel, and I just came across it, and they had a little bit of hassle.
And yeah, the other thing is the firing of the cannons at noon. When they do this, they're actually joined by Jin and Suga, who meet them, so they all four of them watch this together. I actually say that this was one of my favourite things to see.
Me too.
It's very different to anything. The only thing was it was very windy when we were up there, obviously because of the time of year we're here, and compared to BTS being there in the summer, it looked much more sunny when they're up there.
We did get a very good spot though.
Yeah, thanks to me, you ran off somewhere else. Chloe ran off to look at dinosaur.
Dinosaur statue, yeah.
I rushed just to get a good spot because there was crowds already. Like, we were there like 25 minutes before and already there was only a couple of places left. So I grabbed what I could to make sure we got a spot at the front.
Yeah, I should explain that dinosaur statue. That was just one random statue of a dinosaur. And you said yourself it didn't fit.
It didn't fit with what it was about there. It just didn't. But it's attracting people though. Lots of people were going over to it. But yeah, just thought it's unusual. But the other thing was when BTS were there, I didn't think it looked as crowded.
No, I was thinking that too. Like, when we were there.
They were standing there watching it. But when we were there, oh my God, the swarms. We had people holding their phones on our heads trying to see one behind us. It was just crazy. I was scared I was going to drop my phone over the balcony because people were pushing in everywhere. But
there was a lady who tapped me on the shoulder and indicated that she wanted to stand between us.
Not a chance, though. It just didn't look like it when BTS were there.
No.
And I don't think they had special treatment here. I think they just got lucky. But what also you could do is, we were obviously on the balcony watching, which was free to watch, but you could also pay €3 to go down and watch it as they did it downstairs and get pictures with the soldiers. But we were thinking about doing that later because they fire at apparently noon and four, and we were thinking about going back. But when we got the war museum tickets, we actually was allowed through that door. So we just quickly took some pictures and then went off because... Well, we were there, so no one was questioning it. And we weren't sure ourselves whether we were allowed in there or we're not allowed in there because no one told us not to.
No, it wasn't made clear.
No, so we just decided to do it and save our €3. But I just was surprised myself that BTS didn't go down there.
Yeah, but even though this only happened a few seconds to fire the cannon, I thought it was quite exciting.
Yeah, it's very loud. Yeah. Like, I know it's a cannon, but...
Yeah, it actually made me jump.
Everything always makes you jump, though.
Oh, you can jump, you're right.
Well, just the other day, we was at the aquarium, and a woman scared her child and made Chloe jump.
Yeah. I'm not actually a jumpy person. I'm normally most jumpy when I expect it. You know, when you're telling yourself not to jump, that's when I jump. But yeah, that woman, I don't know what happened in that aquarium.
Yeah, it was definitely good to see, though. I was just surprised that they do it every single day. Well, every day apart from Sundays is what it's... He said Monday to Saturdays, I think.
Yeah, but saying that, with it going off at noon and four, this was what Jimin said to Jungkook.
Yes.
And he actually missed the 12 o'clock firing. He wanted to go. He kept bringing this up to Jungkook, but Jungkook didn't seem as keen.
He said that they could go later, basically. Yeah. Brushed it off, got time.
But when they did go and watch it at four, they never fired them. And that confused me because I remember reading it myself.
The only thing that makes me wonder is, did they arrive just after four? Did they just miss it?
Yeah.
But Jimin was saying that they weren't fired.
No.
So I'm a little puzzled by that.
But you could see the disappointment on Jimin's
face. Oh my God, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
I really feel sorry because he really enjoys like that type of stuff, and that's what I really love about Jimin when he's on holiday.
Mm.
He just wants to like see it all, basically. He's like a little kid about things.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was just so disappointed and he kept saying that he wanted to see it. I just felt so sorry for him.
I think we were saying that he partnered with Jungkook probably wasn't the best pairing for this.
Did RM even mention that?
Yes, and it was after we were discussing it.
I was going to say, I'm sure RM bring it up.
Because he was saying Jimin's really into this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he was saying that Jungkook wasn't so much. And it definitely came across... Jimin physically had to drag Jungkook into the palace because Jungkook was saying it's better to see it on the internet.
They actually, Jimin and Jungkook, they, I would say they didn't really do anything.
They ate rabbit meat, which seems to be the delicacy here. We keep seeing it on a lot of menus.
It's a very common dish that I think is like a must try, although we're not going to try it.
No.
But what's funny is they went to a restaurant and it was closed, but it was like half an hour from opening, and they waited out to come back to go there because I think Jungkook really wanted to go there. So again, like that's something I think Jimin would rather just set anywhere so they could get on with the activities, I get the impression.
Yeah.
But they did do that, and they both enjoyed the rabbit. They were saying that they both liked it.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all that was shown.
Well, that was when Jimin wanted to go to the cannons, and they missed it. And then, you just saw them later on at the palace.
And this is somewhere we tried to go today, but unfortunately it was closed.
Why was it closed again? They're doing refurbishments inside the palace, and so it's closed for some time. Yeah. Unfortunately, during the time we happened to be here. But this was the place where we had the worst trouble with directions, because I saw a sign that said the palace is down here. So we walked down, and then we were walking far down this road, and I was saying to Chloe, this can't be where the palace is. Like, it looks nothing like it. And the next tourist sign didn't have the palace on, so we knew it had to be back up. So we walked back up, and it's not on one, and it's on one on the other end. And so it's got to be in between these two.
And I got
But there's nothing there.
No, and I even got the map out on the phone.
So we start walking around this building where Chloe's certain it must be in the centre of. And it turns out it was the building. We were just circling.
We were circling around the palace.
But we just didn't recognise it because the doors were closed. Sometimes it looks different, like, when you're there compared to what you've seen with BTS.
Yeah, that's what was confusing me. I felt like it looked different from what we saw.
Yeah, I felt like when Jimin and Jungkook were standing at the entrance, it looked
more open.
Yeah, well, the doors were open, so probably one thing. Yeah, it was unfortunate not to be able to do an activity that they did, but it was really out of our hands not being able to do that. It was on our list of things.
Yeah, and then the last pairing, Jin and Sugar. I thought it was funny, Jin going around saying to everyone, do you know BTS? This was what I vividly could remember, and why I chose the name of our podcast, because I can remember Jin constantly saying this.
I can't remember, does he shout on the boat as well?
Yeah, he does, as boat going by. But none of the other members really like this, though. They get quite embarrassed by it. Jin straight away says that he wants to eat rabbit meat. But they do a few things, actually. They see the firing of the cannons.
Yeah.
And then they go to the cathedral after they find out from RM that it's worth going.
Yeah, the beginning part is mostly shopping.
Yeah, and the ending part shopping too. Yeah.
But I think you have to do that, really, because, I mean, we also did shopping in between doing activities, like, especially a touristy thing to do, to want to go to have a look around shops, so I can't blame them for wanting to get stuck into them.
And there's one shop they go into, and Jim picks up a green shirt and a pink one, and he asks Sugar which one he should go for, and Sugar
says...
They're
like checkered shirts.
Yeah, checkered shirts. And Sugar picks the green one, and then he realises, is it a deal?
Well, he realises that they're only €7.
Oh, and
which
then,
I think is really cheap.
And then he decides he's going back for
the pink one. He was like, I'll get the pink one then as well.
And we were just thinking, we reckon the pink was what he really wanted.
Yeah, because the next day, Jin's wearing the pink one. And that's actually the outfit he wears the next day is what I have on my purse that Chloe got me, which I actually used today. Whilst I was in the capital.
Yeah, quite fitting, I thought.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I had it because obviously I knew that outfit was related.
Very unusual outfit, though. J-Hope was saying that he was embarrassed by the outfit.
His cut shorts, his pink checkered top, and a tie.
Oh, yeah, the tie that Sugar bought him.
So, yeah, it was quite a mixture. They also buy I Love Malta t-shirts, they're white ones, and we didn't actually realise, but we knew, well, you said...
I could remember Jin getting one,
and I remember him saying about it, but we didn't realise, well, Sugar also gets one.
This.
And one of the other days later, they're both wearing them together, matching.
Yeah, so we had to go and find those t-shirts ourselves, and we've got them now.
It was proving a little difficult, though. I was getting panicky at one point because it was hard to find white ones. And we found some, and then there was only a couple of them. And then I had to ask the guy, do you have any white ones? And he's like, no, only the colours out there. But yeah, we did manage to get some in the end.
Going on to episode 3, this is kind of like a part 2 of episode 2 because they're still in the capital, just continuing on from that day.
Yeah, basically the last episode ends with RM and J-Hope going to the mall, and this one basically starts with them at the mall.
I forgot to actually mention in the last episode, J-Hope loses the house keys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they do go and look for it, and then...
Is that in the last episode?
Yeah, it ends in the last one. And then they decide they're going to go to the shopping centre anyway. Because it came up because of safety reasons. They were going to stop looking for the keys. We weren't too sure what they could have meant by safety reasons.
Well, you said that if someone finds out it's their key.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of, but I don't know.
It was unusual. But when he says that he loses it, Arwen doesn't believe him, I don't think. I think he thinks he's playing a trick on him. Yeah. And he's like, no, it's gone, I can't find the key.
And it seems to be the episode where J-Hope starts leaving loads of things behind this time, because he later then leaves his bag behind. And I think Ara is just finding this really funny, and I think he probably thinks it's good because it's not happening to him for once.
I think he even brings up the passport once, doesn't he?
He does,
and I'm not sure if it's when they lost the keys, can't remember. I think he mentions about it.
He said it's not as bad as losing your passport.
But yeah, I know J-Hope is having a bit of a scatterbrain in this one.
They do go back and get the bag, though, and J-Hope's very happy when the lady hands over the bag.
Yeah, I think this is the episode where you first see J-Hope driving the car.
Yeah, it is.
Because I was really taken back, and I assumed he was just driving at this time because it was only him and RM who had decided to go somewhere which was a bit more out of the way. So this is when I thought he was driving, but it would go back to being Jin. Mm. But I don't know if he just took to it or...
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but he did really well with the driving. Again, I'm so impressed with the members with their driving, but I know that there's one part when RM does give him wrong directions and you see them driving and the sign right there as they go past. But I think this happens on a few occasions with the members driving. Yeah. Their navigation seems over the place. I think when they're at the mall, though, you don't actually really see them shopping. You see them just getting drinks, don't you?
Well, the only thing I can remember, them going into the Lego store.
Oh, yeah,
the Lego store. Lego figures.
Yeah, because you were saying that you were thinking about getting one.
Yeah.
And they build them right there, like, really excitedly. Yeah. Get them done. I think it's really unusual, too. But it's really funny. I think, again, I really like seeing the RM and J-Hope pairing. I think these two go so well together. They just fit perfectly.
Yeah,
I always enjoy it and look forward when I know it's RM and J-Hope. They just, something about them really suits.
Yeah, I thought the same. And during this time, Sugar and Jin, they're doing fishing.
Near the hotel.
Right, near the hotel, yeah. We actually sat there and took some pictures today.
Fortunately, we don't have fishing rods or chairs, but...
And they had a big crowd watching them fish. And Jin, he actually didn't catch anything, which I think he was very disappointed with.
Yeah, I think he was.
I know that Jin is a keen fisher. And so I think he was, a little disappointed he didn't catch anything.
Is this Sugar's first time fishing?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, because later on he mentions that he's found a new hobby, an interest in fishing.
I don't remember what episode or when it is, but Jin actually later recalls up this moment of Sugar saying he was going to start it as a hobby because Jin wants Sugar to come along as a partner fishing with him. And Jin says, ever since you said that, you've not come fishing with me. So I do know that Sugar does go fishing again later on with Jin, but I don't think he takes it up as a hobby.
Well, he did seem to enjoy it on the day, though. I think he said that it was suited to him, and I can see that myself.
Yeah, me too.
You know, just sitting there with the rod. I mean, they sat there all day, basically, just there doing that. And Sugar actually does end up catching the baby fish, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and everyone's cheering.
But even though it's obviously a small thing, it's not much that they do. It was enjoyable to see that too.
And Jimin and Jungkook, they get henna tattoos and they also design their own. Well, Jimin does Jungkook as well?
I don't know if that's Jimin's design though. The henna tattooist does one on his finger that he asked for, and then Jimin asks if he can do it himself, and he copies what the guy's done, doesn't he?
Well, when I was looking online, I saw pictures of their drawings, which you can now get as henna
tattoos.
They
look the same, the ones on his fingers. It looked like he was copying the other
one. I think, I wasn't too sure, but I remember Jimin asking him, can I draw one? And I don't know whether...
But that was on his hand. He was saying, can he draw his own
henna
tattoo on his hand? That was what he was saying. Because then he then took the pen and did it on his finger. And later on, I think when V comes, he says that this is the one the guy didn't, this is the one he drew himself.
Right.
But I did also read online about them
doing
their
own. I saw pictures as well.
But I wasn't sure whether that was John Goose or...
Well, I think I saw a picture of Cookie that you can get as a henna. And apparently they had drawn it. But, I mean, we don't know this for certain.
Well, like I said, you just see Jimin getting the finger ones and drawing his own, which I know... But like I said, to me, they look the same.
We were planning on looking today to see if we could find that henna store and see if we could see their designs.
Yeah.
And I do remember seeing them outside the cathedral, but for some reason it didn't cross my mind at the time. And then when I did remember, they were gone.
And I didn't see them. And Jungkook also gets a cartoon picture of himself drawn, one of those classic ones that you always see down by the seaside. Yeah. And I said to Chloe, she should have got that, but she wouldn't. Jimin found it hysterical, the picture, when it was getting drawn of Jungkook. And Jungkook also found it funny afterwards. But I think those pictures, they're supposed to be comical, aren't
they? Yeah, they are. I think they enhance features.
Yeah.
And then after that, they go back to the home to have a meal. Then when they leave again, they are then in different pairs, and this time it's RM and Jimin, and RM takes Jimin to see a fountain, which Lorraine and I saw today. We took pictures there, and I thought this was really sweet because Jimin was so excited by this fountain.
First cultural thing he's seen, I think.
They walk around the fountain, I don't know how many times, because it's daylight when they get there and it's late when they decide to leave.
We were only there for a minute or two, snap, snap, and then we left. It's nice to see it, but I feel like once you get your pictures of it, you've kind of done a fountain. Yeah. But yeah, I love Jimin's reactions to things.
And I know that in a later episode that Lorraine hasn't seen yet, Jimin brings V to the fountain to see. And then the two of them go to have a drink, and Jimin's laughing at the size of his beer, which is in this massive glass compared to RM.
Yeah.
But he takes pictures with the glass because he just finds it so funny. During this time, they suddenly hear loud noises in the background, and the first thing that Jimin thinks of is that the cannons are being fired. And so he gets very excited and decides to sprint off down the road to see if he could see the cannons. And RM decides to stay. And then I think there's this really funny moment where RM sat there, and then he suddenly sees loads of other people running. And there's still like loud noises behind him.
And I think he said to the cameraman director, should I go? Should I go now?
Yeah.
And I think he's like torn because he thinks he has to wait at the table, but then I think he can't take it anymore. He does go.
But he ends up missing it, and it is actually fireworks that are going off at the time. Yeah.
And I think this is one of the sweetest moments on there with Jimin, because he's so happy that he's managed to see this after missing the cannons. And he keeps saying, like, he's happy because he missed the cannons firing earlier on. And when RM gets and asked him, what was it? He says he's not going to tell him that first.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, just so cute. I absolutely love him in this. And I'm really glad that Jimin got to see that. I kind of think it's fitting he saw it and RM missed it, because it is something kind of special then. I wonder why they were setting off fireworks there, though.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I thought it was funny when Jimin went sprinting off, though, you just see a cameraman chasing after him. He's just going so fast.
I was really taken back though when he just went. And to be honest, when I think about it, considering it as fireworks, I'm surprised all those other crowds running after it.
That's true.
When I think about it now.
Swarms of crowds running.
Tourists, I guess, I'm thinking. I'm not sure.
I think if I was RM sat there, I think I would be going at that point.
Yeah, well, I'll be wondering what on earth this could be. I mean, they really seemed like they were charging. It was obviously where the cannons were. And when they were looking out, I was thinking that place does look really, like, really nice at night time. Mm-hmm. If we were staying in the capital, then I would love to go there at night time and see like the capital at night.
Yeah.
We have talked about getting the bus up there and going in the evening, but we're very tight with scheduling. We're obviously doing the podcast in the evenings whilst we've got time on the holiday, and we have so much to do in the day as well.
We've got a lot still to fit in.
Yeah, so it might be difficult. Mm-hmm.
Then Jin and J-Hope are partnered together. This is the time where J-Hope's saying that he's a little embarrassed by Jin's clothing that he's wearing.
Yeah, this is the pink shirt.
Yeah. They also go for drinks as well.
Yeah, it's really bad because I actually can't really remember much of what they do.
And it's strange because neither can I.
But I think it's bad because I'm a gym bias too and I should remember. But I will say that when we watched this episode, it was getting really late. It must have been near midnight when we was watching it. And at this point, I'd been awake for 40 hours. Even though it's not exactly far for us to travel tomorrow compared to BTS, they had to take like a 17, 18 hour flight. Ours is only a 3 hour flight, but we had a really long travel just down to the airport. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We left at night time and we travelled through the night, and then obviously we'd been up all the day before at work, and up all the day when we got here, because we'd just got here, because it was 11 in the afternoon when we got here. So it meant we were basically staying up for 2 days straight.
Yeah. And so,
I was really tired. And I actually will admit that through this episode, even though I really enjoyed it, there was times I felt I was drifting off. We're watching it on the bed still. And I'm sure there was one point I felt like I woke myself up. And I think that is why I might have missed something.
Well, I have no excuse, because I was wide awake and I just generally can't remember. I do remember there's a part where Jin strokes a dog.
Yeah.
And they say, well, I think it's Jin that says he's called Fire. Or does the man say the dog's called Fire?
I'm not sure. I know they mention about Fire, the Fire song. But I always think with Bon Voyage, it's one of those things that I definitely would want to watch again, like in the future. So hopefully next time around I'll be more awake.
Then with Jeonggu and Sugar, I really love this scene. I remember this really clearly from watching it before, and it's Sugar taking Jeonggu drinking, but it's just a very unusual, I don't even know how to explain it. It's not how you'd picture two mates going drinking.
No, it's Sugar's drinking lessons.
Yeah, even Jeonggu jokes saying that it's like a drinking lesson, and Sugar's just explaining how best to drink the drinks and what drinks they're having, and I just think it's so funny and cute as well. After that, Sugar actually says that he's going to bed because he needs to get up early.
It always just takes me back with Sugar. I know it fits his personality to say this, but I always think when you're with a friend,
it's unusual because it's like Sugar's all up for drinking night. Yeah. Starting with the drinks,
and now it's just like, I don't know, old man syndrome kicks in or something.
Yeah. Jeonggu obviously isn't ready to go to bed at this point, so he ends up walking off alone, and he starts watching some buskers, and he starts watching them performing on the street, and I just think how lucky that lady was who he was watching, and then he starts clapping her afterwards.
Does he give her money, doesn't he?
Yeah. Then after this, Jeonggu actually really wants to do it himself. I think the cast members, they say that they'll, you know, try and get him to sing, and when he does, J-Hope and Jin comes down to watch him.
Yeah, well, word gets around because RM and J-Hope are also told that he's gonna sing, but they're not really so interested.
No,
a reaction of surprise a little bit.
I think someone's on the phone to Jimin and they say Jeonggu's gonna sing, and then Jimin's just like, oh right. That's pretty much it.
They don't get up to go down and see. It's not like the fireworks. It's not as amazing as that. Jin and J-Hope, they're really
proud. Yeah,
they,
I think J-Hope's
run down to see him.
Yeah,
they run all the way down there to make sure they don't miss it. And yeah, they sit on the step recording him. When they arrive there, actually, and they're saying, like, are you really going to do it? Are you going to sing? They're helping him pick out songs of what he should sing. As I think, I can't remember if it's Jin says he should sing Begin, but he picks a song. I actually don't know the song myself. I haven't heard it, but he sings it in English.
Yeah. I just felt sorry for Jeonggu. He's always so hard on himself because he won't even listen back to the recording because he says he's embarrassed and he was out
of he's like, I can't listen to it.
I just felt sorry for him really because he sang fine. Just to get up to suddenly do a song just on the spot there, you had no preparation for it.
Overall, I thought it's a really good episode. I think this time that they spent in the capital, these 2 days, well, two episodes, that was one day, it was really good, and I just really enjoyed every part of it really.
Now we're going to be discussing episode 4, and this is the episode where BTS travelled to Gozo, where Lorraine and I went today, but we did different things to BTS. And this is also the episode where Sugar finds out that he needs to leave because of personal reasons, which I remember when I first watched this Bon Voyage, I was really disappointed to hear that Sugar was now leaving, but obviously it is understandable if he had to go. During the time that the members are travelling to Gozo, V goes to the Popeye village before he meets up with the other members, which is also where Lorraine and I tried to go today, but we didn't realise that it was actually closed temporarily closed because of a storm that apparently hit there 2 weeks ago, but we had no idea, and unfortunately...
Well, we say we had no idea. We didn't. But I could have realised when I was checking buses and I saw something saying it's temporarily closed. But I actually thought it might be a road or something because before coming here, we had planned to go there and we had both looked it up online and saw no issues. So it wasn't in our mind that there was anything wrong.
No, I was never expecting it.
So we planned the whole day of going to Popeye Village in the morning and then travelling on to Gozo because it was quite easy for us to get to both. But we did manage to see the outside of the Popeye
we
village.
We took some good pictures, I think. But unfortunately, we couldn't go around it like V did. We were really looking forward to trying to get a picture near the cardboard cutout of Popeye, which is what V did.
Yeah, unfortunately, you didn't see much of V at the Popeye village.
No.
You just see him briefly go in there, basically having a slushie and taking a picture at a cardboard cutout. That's all you really see. But I assume he did a little bit more than that. It was just not shown.
But I was actually going to get a slushie too. Like, I don't even like slushies. I was going to just copy V, really. So I was a bit disappointed. And also, so it did look good. We
it looked good,
it up,
yeah.
It looks good.
I would want to go regardless whether BTS went or not, well, whether V went or not, but it was just even more better knowing that V had been there.
Yeah, so it was a bit disappointing. And then what the members did in Gozo, they went scuba diving, which is something what we didn't really want to do. Not necessarily
think we could do it now anyway because of the weather. Well, it's not, the weather here is fine for us. Like, it's not cold, it's not wet or nothing. There's been no rain, but it's not the season, I'd say.
No.
Like, obviously, BTS, they're there in the summer, so doing water sports is a typical summer thing.
And I'm still unsure whether I would do it or not. I think I'm just too scared.
I definitely would want to, definitely, at some point.
Yeah, part of me wants to and part of me doesn't.
I think that a holiday in Money Chloe's future will definitely include scuba diving. I'll get Chloe to do it no matter what.
I think it was because Sugar knew he was leaving, but I'm not sure. But he doesn't take part in the what do they do beforehand?
A safety instruction to learn, obviously, safety. But yeah, he doesn't participate in this because I think he's already knowing he's going home.
Then V turns up and actually meets up with all of them. And this is the last time we see them as a seven. They're having a meal. And then unfortunately, straight after that meal, Sugar goes. So it's very unusual. As soon as V turns up, Sugar goes.
I think it might have been like the cars like that bring V... Could take
oh, I
him
never
back.
Thought about that. Yeah, that
like because obviously
be the
they're not just in the capital anymore. They're all the way in Gozo, which is obviously through the ferry and everything. So someone would have to bring him back. So he came in the car with the members.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
So I assume that's
sense.
Why. And he did say he only could get a certain flight too, so flight times as well.
And then when they go to do the scuba diving, Jin actually decides not to. And first of all, he's blaming V, making out that V said that he had to do the jet ski with him.
Yeah, because V can't participate in scuba diving because he hasn't done the safety instruction,
and so Jin and V go on jet skis instead. And I just find it so funny because there's actually a clip of Jin saying that he didn't really want to do the jet ski, and then
he's saying he wants to do diving.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It looks good.
Then it goes to him on the jet ski and he's just having the best time. It's so funny, he's just screaming.
They're kind of talking as they're going, not really going fast. As soon as he picks up the speed and gets going around underwater, that's it, he really takes to it and he's just screaming. He's really funny.
And yeah, while he's on the jet ski, Jin notices some divers and he also wants to join in with that as well.
Him and V both mentioned they both want to do it. I remember V saying, like, should we dive? And Jin says after we finish jet skiing. But when they go to do it, I only saw V dive once.
Yeah, it looked like Jin took to it a bit more.
Jin did it at least three times, or at least we saw three times of him diving. One of them he does backwards and the rest of them are kind of like cannonballs, I'd say.
Sugar also left messages for all the members. He didn't just do one full solo goodbye message. He did a message for each of the members and the army as well.
Well, he was told to.
Yeah.
I think he thought he was just summing up how he enjoyed his time and saying he'll miss them. And then there were like message for Jin, message for Army, and it went on until he did every member. And then at the end, message for Army.
Then they drive back to Malta and there's another funny scene where the car... with who's in the car? It's RM, Jungkook, and Jimin.
Jungkook and Jimin, yeah.
And they suddenly realise they don't have the money. J-Hope has all the money, and I think RM's saying that our friend has the money, and he's indicating get the money from our friend. But instead, the guy says, "Have you got a card?" And it's just funny because they're all panicking, rummaging around for their card. Then back in Malta, they go horse riding, and straight away they're all saying that V
should go first because he's
good.
Yeah,
he's a bit of a professional.
Because he did it for the harangue.
He really does show off his skills.
He does. He gallops away. At one point, he's shown up on the hilltop by himself. And I think this is just so funny. I really like this part. I think it's hysterical. I was cracking up over it myself.
I think Jimin keeps saying he's so cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think, again, Jin is really funny in this because he's really scared of the horse. And I can't remember if it's J-Hope who's naming his horse and saying it's called Jin.
Yeah, is the horse called Jin?
I don't know if he named it.
Because I thought it was very unusual.
I thought J-Hope named it Jin.
Was it J-Hope that had Jin?
Or was it J-Hope? Can't remember now.
Because I thought J-Hope had someone called Maria.
Oh, it might have been. Can't remember who it was then. Yeah, who was it? Jimin, maybe?
I thought Jimin, but I'm not sure.
Oh, for life of me, I can't actually remember.
I can't help but think it was Jimin, and J-Hope had a horse called Maria. And when V was asked what his name was, the man misheard him and thought he said free.
I thought that was really funny.
Then after the horse riding, they go back home and V needs to pick his room. And I just thought this moment was so adorable that Jimin just really wants V to pick his room. And beforehand, he actually drops a hint saying that the upstairs room is bigger. Yeah. And before that, they were told no one was going to say anything. And I just thought it was so cute because I felt like him saying this was his way of saying, pick this room.
Yeah, it's the best room to go to.
And he even actually says in the end that his room is the upstairs one. And it's almost like he's pleaded with me to pick it. I just thought it was adorable. But he actually picks the room that Jonggu's in.
I think that made sense, though, obviously.
It did, yeah, there was room. Yeah. And I think he actually guessed, because he guessed that J-Hope and RM were together. Yeah. And I think he must have assumed that Jonggu was in that room. On to episode 5. The episode starts with the members going to Domino's.
But they intentionally were looking for a supermarket to start with.
And there's another funny mishap with J-Hope. The man thought he said Jacob.
What I think's funny, though, is the way J-Hope reacts to the guy asking his name. Because he wants his name so that when the order's ready, he can call it out. I've had this happen lots of times before. But when the guy says, like, what's your name? J-Hope looks like absolutely
mortified,
shocked. Or like, why does he want to know it? Like, he's almost scared that the guy wants to know his name. I just think the whole scene's quite funny, really, with J-Hope. When they're in Domino's too, after they eat their pizza, they decide to get desserts, they get ice creams, and they pull out 7.
Yeah, another mistake with the 7. It's so cute.
One for sugar.
Then after that, they go and find a supermarket. Yeah. Do you think this is what they originally were looking for?
Yeah, because they're going camping and they're shopping for the food for the trip. So I think that's what they originally were setting out for. But they just got hungry or saw food and just wanted it.
And when they were looking around the supermarket, the members were saying that they need to find coolers. While we were watching this, Lorraine said,
There's no way, they're going to find a cooler in an everyday supermarket. Because actually, the supermarkets me and Chloe have been into, we've been having a terrible time of it here. We can't find just like bags of crisps that we want.
No.
So the fact that I thought they're going to look for a cooler in a supermarket that sells food, that's impossible. I thought they'd have to go to an actual like big department store.
But what was shocking is they did find them.
Well, yeah, a whole bunch of them.
All different colours.
They sent Jonggu looking for her first, though, but I think he changed his course and decides to find some other food. I just couldn't believe it. I was just so shocked. I don't know what kind of supermarket they were at. But yeah, it was really
funny. Definitely can't find any that size anyway.
But they did drive out to the supermarket, which makes me wonder if they either researched it up, if it was like what had what they wanted, or they just knew about it. We're just going to the local ones around the area, and they're just very, very tiny. Mm. But it did look a lot bigger than one BTS were at.
It did. After this, they go to the camping site, or the area they're going to be camping. And they play on the beach, they go swimming and some members fish and RM's playing around trying to find crabs and he's bit by a crab and he's still complaining afterwards.
I think Jonggu, he's the one who's fishing and he's absolutely determined to do it. I don't remember though, does he actually conquer? I think he gives up.
He gives up.
Yeah, that's not like him either.
I think that's the reason why he kept going. I think he was getting frustrated that he couldn't do it.
They kept calling someone over to help as well.
Yeah, they do the just teacher, again later. The same guy. Then after that, they actually set up the camp. And this is when they call over that teacher again because they're struggling to set up the tent. And I thought it was funny because the way they started with the tent is they joint all the... poles. I'm not a professional camp or anything, but the poles, yeah, they connected all the poles together first. And I'm pretty sure that's not the best way of doing it. But yeah, the teacher came over and helped them out with that.
Well, Jonggu and Jimin were doing one tent and they got the help. And then Jin and V were doing the other one, and before they even started, Jin was calling over the guy. He didn't even give it a chance. Jin didn't. I think V might have been saying about, you know, trying it, but Jin was just like, teacher. I just don't think he wanted to hassle with it. At this point, RM and Jacob have gone back to the shop for more food, and this is a time when Jin calls them up and he wants flat peaches. He's going on and on. When they were in the shop already, they had already bought flat peaches, so he's obviously gone through them all. They couldn't get any, they actually had to get normal peaches, and Jin's quizzing them over this basically. And then I think it's them starting on a dinner with the extra food they brought back that they realise that V, I think they're saying V, has accidentally picked up plastic wrap earlier on, I'm assuming on the first trip, and they need actually foil. So then J-Hope says he'll go back to the shop again, basically his third trip back to the shop. But the directors give it to them. I can't remember why they said they couldn't go.
It was too late. Yeah, it was too late because he said, will I make it in 30 minutes? And they guessed that he probably wouldn't.
I feel sorry for J-Hope though. When he was actually going to go, I was thinking, oh, poor J-Hope, having to drive back another time to the shop.
What I thought was unusual was why the directors actually had a load of tinfoil.
Yeah.
I just don't get how it works. I mean, do they carry these extra things around or do they watch them and think, ah, this is a mistake here, we better pick some up?
I don't know how they knew about it, but obviously it was lucky. They had a room inside where they could, like, get the water and the stuff they needed, the fridge and things, but then they were doing everything else outside, like a proper camping. But it was an odd kind of camping because they had the luxury that you don't usually have of being able to get stuff out the house and then being outside. When they said camping originally though, I expected just them to be out, you know, just outdoors.
They kept dropping their meat on the floor as well. Yeah. A few members did that, and I thought it was funny because a lot of the members were getting frustrated when they saw the meat go down the ground again. There's one sad moment in this, though, I thought, when V, he moves away from the group. He says that he feels that he can't help. He keeps offering to do things, and then the other members were like, oh, we'll do this. And then in the end, he picks up his chair, moves away, and says that basically he can't do anything. And he's just sat there by himself, and all the other members are trying to call him over, but he won't come over. And then when Jimin comes out, he realises straight away that V's by himself.
It's such a funny moment when Jimin comes, because he's like, look, where is he? By himself. And he runs, like, across to him. Like, it's like almost like a mother to the child, really, I'd say.
He doesn't even wait for an explanation to what he's doing.
I was just so taken back at his reaction. It was so instinctive, so fast, that I couldn't quite keep up with his reaction to it.
But he's over there and he's hugging V, he's trying to coax him over.
Just I think he does get him back.
Yeah, he does get him back.
He's definitely Jim and a very loyal friend, especially in this one voyage.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot in this one.
Yeah, since V's arrived, you can see their really close friendship between V and Jimin, especially in some later episodes. I can really see that they're very, very close.
I just think it's really sweet to watch. I love watching these two together.
Yeah, me too.
Episode 6. It starts with them just finishing off camping. It's during this time that V gets quite upset. They're looking up at the sky. They see a shooting star and then they're looking up at this red moon. Then V starts crying, and again, Jimin's there to comfort him. Then they go on to a marketplace. They're looking for gifts for themselves, and RM buys a gift for J-Hope, and he buys this flower bag. And today I actually bought similar bag. It was the same style. It had malt at the back and it had a flower on. It was just different colours. I think that's pretty much the only difference, really. Yeah, mine was a dark green colour, but as soon as I saw it, I thought straight away of J-Hope and I just had to get it. And then they go to the ancient old city, Mdina, which is where Lorraine and I went today. And we tried to copy some of their pictures in the same location. We took a picture outside the gate right at the beginning, like they did. And we weren't sure exactly what side streets they were taking pictures. We took a few pictures in side streets. And I copied the, what do they call it? The
armpit
pose, what V and Jimin was doing. And we ate at Fontanella.
We're not actually familiar with it. We only heard of it from BTS watching them. and they wanted to go there, but they actually couldn't eat there, but we were able to eat there.
Yeah, when BTS went there, it looked very crowded, but it wasn't so crowded when we went. It's probably the time of the year they went, and also we actually arrived at the old city quite late in the day, but Lorraine bought their signature chocolate cake, which one of the members did mention jokingly that they had the cake because they all sort of joked that they ate there, but really that they couldn't.
Yeah, I think that's what they would have ordered, and seeing the size of it, it was actually a really big slice of cake. I reckon they would have really liked to have had it.
It looked really nice. I actually had cheesecake, but I kind of regretted it afterwards, seeing Lorraine's cake. I thought that the city was really beautiful. I loved how different it looked. And then after that, they went off in different pairs again. It was RM and J-Hope. I know they had been partnered before. They went off to the fountain again to see the fountain. Jimin was with V, and this is where he shows V the fountain at night. And it did look really amazing at night. We only actually saw it in the day, unfortunately. And then after that, they went for drinks. Jungkook and Jin, they were supposed to be paired together, but Jungkook says that he's tired, so he returns back to the home, and Jin decides that he's gonna stay out alone drinking, and then this is where the episode ends. On to episode 7. This is continuing on from episode 6 at the start, and it's still nighttime at the beginning, and he really wants to busk on the street like what Jungkook did, and he gets to do this, and Jimin films him, and I just think this is another very sweet moment with the two of them. Jimin just looks so happy and proud filming V singing.
I just think it's unusual that they will have a fascination with busking, considering that they sing all the time in front of audiences, but they really want to do this street busking.
Yeah, the way V was saying it sounded like it was something he's wanted to do for a really long time. Yeah. And I wasn't sure whether he just got the idea from Jungkook, like after Jungkook did it.
J-Hope and RM have gone to Selena, which is the place where they had went to the shopping mall previously. But this time they've, I'm guessing, gone more into the town, and they've gone to a pub and the love statue, and then they're just sat on the bench as well, talking, taking in the views and the nightlife. And this is the episode where Jin goes to Cockney's. So after he had finished his drinking where he was, I think he's just walking back to the hotel, and then he decides to go in there and he starts talking to the owner. And this is also when we see him get the picture that is hanging on the wall there, which we really wanted to get our picture with, but unfortunately we weren't able to go inside as it's closed for refurbishments while we're here, which is just typical. But we did actually see the owner today through the window, and he looked just like how he did then. And Jin, I think, is really sweet in it, because you can tell like he's trying with his socializing, but he mentions a few times about his English. He mentions about not having RM there and how you should try harder, like when you're younger, to learn the language. And he even tells the guy he's not very good at English, but I think he's actually doing incredibly well.
Yeah, and I really love the owner's response. I think he said his name's Charles. Jin says that he doesn't speak English, and then Charles says, well, I don't speak Korean. And I just thought he made a good point there.
Yeah, well, like I said, I think he does really well with his English. I always think that all the members have improved so much with their English.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's here that he asks for the photo.
Yeah, the guy lets him go behind the bar to get the picture as well. That guy's so lucky, though, that he got a picture with Jin.
Yeah. And then when he leaves, Jin talks to a lot of people. He goes down to say hello to somebody, and then afterwards he says he knows a lot of people. And I was trying to think how he must have known that guy. And I wondered if he was the man who was around when they were fishing, when
I thought he was just being Jin, making his jokes and stuff. Perhaps. Like he does. I thought he was just being Jin, really. I know that the owner at Cockney's, he mentioned about Jin seeing him on the first day, reminding him about that meeting they had. I actually thought that Jin went here more times from what I had read online.
Yeah, so did I. He did say, though, at the end, I'll see you tomorrow.
But I do remember as well the owner of Cockney saying that when he was talking about this first day that he had seen Jin. Actually, I don't think it was Jin, it was a bar person behind the bar saying that on that first day after they had seen Jin, or BTS, that they looked him up and they must have put something, because he said something like they had a really high number of views. Yeah,
5 million views.
Yeah, I wonder if that was to try and get the business down there.
Yeah.
I bet it probably worked though. I mean, we've been trying to go there. We went there twice before we found out it was under refurbishment. We probably would have went back a third time, but luckily we found out. There's no signs up though.
No.
It's not on Google or nothing.
No, they really should have said something, because then we wouldn't have gone down a second time.
Well, it was only very lucky that this time someone happened to be there.
Yeah. And that's when we saw the owner. Unfortunately, we didn't get to speak to him because he was sat indoors. I really wanted to. If I was brave enough, I would have gone in to ask him questions about Jin.
And back at the accommodation, Jungkook is actually dyeing his hair, which I was really shocked about, because obviously he said he was going home because he was tired. He left Jin, basically, mm-hmm. his pair by himself, and he's gone off to dye his hair, and he's actually still dyeing it even when Jin gets back.
Yeah.
Jin goes to bed, I think, before Jungkook finishes with his
hair. Yeah, he's taking a very long time with it, but he does a very good job by himself, because he dyes half of his hair one colour and leaves the rest. And it just looks really neat to me, the way he's done it.
What I'm surprised about is he gets the back, like, in a straight line. Yeah, he gets
the back, like, straight, like, all one side of the parting.
I was saying to Chloe, he looked like this guy out of this anime, My Hero Academia, is that what's called? And he has half white, half red hair.
And then it goes on to the next day. Jungkook and J-Hope are paired together. RM and Jin and V and Jimin. This time, Jungkook and J-Hope and V and Jimin, they go back to Selena again.
They take the ferry this time.
Yeah.
That ferry is actually right by their accommodation, because I saw it. And I think J-Hope might have mentioned it before too.
And when they're on the ferry, Jungkook and J-Hope are discussing what they're going to have for breakfast. But when they actually get to eat, I think it's...
Well, not breakfast, brunch.
Yeah, J-Hope called it brunchy. I thought it was really cute. When they actually go to order it, they were originally talking about having a fry-up meal, but I don't know what happens. They're not selling it or something.
Well, I think they get confused by the menu. I think they think that, well, it's not a brunch menu, and the menu he gives them, must be just a normal food menu, not like a breakfast mm-hmm. menu. There must be no breakfast on there, like, because they wanted, like, sausage and egg and stuff. I'm guessing that's not on there, but usually pub menus, you get an all-day breakfast always on the menu. But they must have been given some kind of luncheon menu, I think. Yeah. And suggested nachos, and that they'd be spicy, and J-Hope was like, And then I think they said, like, tacos. Mm-mm. Jungkook, I think, wanted tacos.
Yeah, I think he
after
did.
The nachos.
And I think this is pretty much what we see of these two here. I don't think they do anything else.
Yeah, at this point, all the pairs basically are just eating. I just don't understand why they travel by ferry to go to eat.
No, I'm not too sure. RM and Jin, they go to eat as well. They're not really having a breakfast meal though either.
No, I'm sure Jin mentions risotto.
Yeah, he does. That's what he has.
I know they start off with a salad, but RM and Jin actually have some bad luck, because RM loses his euros.
I know, 50 euros. Drops it on the floor. I just can't believe it.
But the thing is, he notices and very quickly just moves on from it.
I know, I thought that.
I'll be really, like, upset for quite a while, because, I mean, 50 euros, well, to us anyway, is quite a lot.
I feel he's just used to losing things at this point.
He seems a little alarmed at the beginning, says he's very serious, and then just settles back down to the lunch. And at this point, I don't understand this either, because when they were walking up, that's when Aaron says he has the 50 euros. I could swear Jin said he didn't have any money.
Yeah, me too.
But then at the lunch, when Aaron says he's lost his 50 euros, Jin pulls out, like, 68 euros. I just was really confused, because I was almost certain Jin was saying J-Hope had all the money.
Yeah, he was.
Which made sense, because earlier on, when RM got J-Hope the bag, it was because he was saying he had been in charge of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously on the ferry, J-Hope had the money. So I don't understand where Jin suddenly pulled out all the money from. Maybe it's a backup supply, I'm not sure.
And then with V and Jimin, they're also eating as well. I thought it was at a McDonald's or something. I don't think it was, but it looks like a fast food place to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand, because first of all, they're walking up the street and you see them eating pizzas. I think it's pizza slices.
Oh, yeah, they are,
almost like something you get off a street vendor or something. Mm. And then they go to, like, an indoor diner. I guess it's not a meal, the first one, but still, they've already eaten something and they're going for more.
They're just always eating.
Yeah, just it's all about food, really.
Then after that, they do that activity. activity, and we're not too sure exactly what it's called, but we're going with waterboarding. It may be called that.
Yeah, I missed exactly what they called it, but it makes sense to call it this.
I think V is extremely good. I think one of the members said that V was going to be good at this, and he picks it up pretty much straight away, and he's doing all kinds of stunts with it.
Jimin's really good too. They go together, Jimin and V.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're both...
Well, I think all the members are good. Like, I just think...
Well, there's one I don't think is so good.
Oh, really?
Jin. Oh, he barely gets up off of the thing. I don't hardly see him do too much. I think he's too busy messing around. All the other members, I'd say, seem very like they wanted to do quite well.
Yeah.
But Jin had not that kind of ambition, I don't think. I think he wanted to just have a good time with it, really.
Yeah, and he definitely was.
Because he didn't seem like he was trying like the rest of them. Like Jungkook, he went first, and he was even talking to himself, saying, like, why can't I get this?
Yeah,
like,
to do it.
I think he thought... But like he'll get it straight away. What it was like some water that comes out and they hover higher in the air, mm-hmm. and then they can move their body to do like twists before you fall back in the water if you don't keep your steadiness, basically. Yeah. And I think he wanted to go as high as he could and do lots of twists and manoeuvres.
I think he was frustrated he wasn't picking it up as quick as he usually picks up things.
Yeah, because he was very excited when he heard about the activity. I think that's why I wasn't surprised he was going in the water first. He went with RM.
The other member I thought who picked it up very quick, probably the one who stood out to me most after V, was J-Hope. He was
Yeah, the other members were saying that about J-Hope picking up. I know that there was lots of comments about him being very stiff, though. I think that was the concentration, though. I think what he wanted to do, he had a bit of a different technique, I thought. He first got the staying quite still to work out how to stay above the water. And then after he worked out how to keep it above, I think he's then concentrating on the moves. The others seemed to go more quickly with it. They just kind of, as they got up, they wanted to do the moves straight away. But I felt like J-Hope had a really good technique. And he would say, like, afterwards, oh, that's how you do it. I felt like he was really
focusing.
Concentrating, yeah, and taking a slow pace at it. But yeah, Jim was just in it for a laugh, I think. He did go above the water. I don't think he really did any spins or anything.
No.
And there was lots of times when he was doing like a Superman pose, but he was half in the water still. He wasn't up on the water.
No.
But that's what I mean about him. I don't think he was trying at all.
I don't think RM quite managed to do a turn.
He said that. He said to J-Hope, I think, you'll have to do one because I didn't manage it.
Yeah. Then after that, they go home and they decorate a photo board. Jimin, they said had mostly been decorating it. I thought this was quite a good idea, really. They had the map of Malta there and they had stuck pictures and they were picking their favourite photos and they were saying that they didn't have many of Sugar. Jin had most of the pictures of Sugar. This is how that episode ends. Lastly, on to episode 8. This continues with them writing their letters to their future selves.
I think that's unusual that they've chosen to do letters to their future selves.
Especially as it's read the same day or be that night, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Then after that, the members show what they have got, what they bought for themselves, their souvenirs, basically. Jin, he goes to show what he's bought, and he's bought a door knocker, which I thought was a very unusual thing to buy as a souvenir. And the members tell him that his microphone's fallen off. So then Jin says, well, they all say that he's going to have to do it again. So afterwards, Jin says, this time I want a better reaction from the members because they didn't really react when he showed what he got before. And I thought it was funny because they were all saying, like, why is the wrapper
ripped?
He had all of the yeah, and he's just making up lies saying, oh, I opened that already. And then when it's actually revealed, this time all the members are cheering and clapping.
Jimin had decided to buy 7 snow globes that he wanted to give one to every member. I can't help but think he got this idea after RM had bought J-Hope the bag because he was really happy and excited for RM buying J-Hope the bag. He's saying how sweet it was, and I think he was thinking to himself, I really want to do something sweet like that. And it was very nice of him to get everyone one, especially since I was thinking that obviously Sugar's gone home now and he hadn't had a chance to get a souvenir. He bought the I Love Malta t-shirt, although V was wearing that after Sugar left.
Yeah,
I don't know if he gets it back, but technically that was his souvenir. But he didn't have this opportunity like they did to go to the market and buys something for himself. So technically he's going to have a Malta gift now from Jimin. So I thought it was really nice of Jimin. I actually want to get a snow globe now because of Jimin getting it. But I, unfortunately, when we were at the old town, like Chloe said, we weren't pretty late and the souvenir shops were just closing, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Chloe actually only just managed to grab that J-Hope bag because the shop was shutting. The woman actually came and asked Chloe, are you getting this? Because we're leaving tomorrow. I'm going to have a look at the airport and hopefully be able to pick up one.
The other thing we did see was what Jungkook got for himself, these liquors.
Liquors, yeah.
We saw them there in the old city as well.
I saw them a lot of places, actually, those.
Did liquors. You?
Yeah, yeah, they were in shops around here. And they're very good priced as well. I think Jin also got some liquors, but he never showed that when he showed his door knocker. And the other thing I thought Jungkook got, which he didn't show either, was I could have saw he bought a flask for himself.
Oh, yeah, I remember him really liking it when he saw it.
But
yeah,
he only showed the liquors. He had a big one and then three little ones, which I do remember him buying all of them.
And all the same flavour as well, I think.
Pomegranate. Yeah. I think he said he liked. All I know is the members wanted him to pop it open so they could all have some, but it was abdomen.
He didn't like that idea,
He said he would share it with one, but when they're back in Korea, he said he'll let them all have a sip. But he was saving them for now.
Then afterwards, they handed the invitation for this meal they were going to be going on. And they were acting very surprised about this, although they had been discussing it throughout.
And Jin were talking about our breakfast.
Yeah. And I know that Jin kept discussing what he was going to wear for the meal throughout.
Yeah, because that's what they were talking about.
Mm. But yeah, they got the invitation, acting very surprised. Jin was reading out the letter, and it was in English. And he just struggled with reading one of the words, occasion, I think it was. He needed RM's help. And then...
Well, they were all chipping in over it. Almost like Jim was the only one who didn't know what it was. Although, and then after, he asked what occasion means as well.
Yeah, he did. But then after that, Jim wanted it redone again, another retake.
Well, they said to him that the Korean version is underneath. And when he realises this, he's like, yeah, retake of it now, because he can read it out in Korean.
Well, the thing is, he still decides to read it in English, but then he translates it.
But I think he was thinking he would recognise the word occasion. I think he just didn't recognise it in English.
But what's funny was they decided to keep both takes, like what they did with the other one.
He just seemed to keep messing up on these things, but they were really funny.
Then they get their outfits ready to go for the meal. And the only outfit that surprised me, well, I was determined to find out what Jim was going to wear. I couldn't remember, but he was bringing up this outfit a lot throughout the series. I think one time he said he was going to wear pyjamas and he was saying RJ things. And he ends up coming out in his green shirt, checkered shirt that we've discussed, and a pair of joggers.
I thought he was going to wear the green shirt when he was talking to RM at the breakfast.
Mm. Then they find out that they're going to be eating basically on a crane. I've not seen this before.
Dinner in the sky. I've seen this before. I'm not sure if they do it in London. It's not something Kai would ever do. Chloe thought they were going to be in another thing I have seen before too, like a revolving building.
Yeah, I had this really in my head up. For some reason.
I also know about that, but I know about this crane one too, because I've always thought it's very unusual, especially the fact that you have to strap yourselves in for dinner.
We wondered how they were going to serve the food up there, but it looked like the man was hidden under the table.
He kept popping up
all the time.
Which makes sense though, because how else could they get it up there?
Yeah.
I think Jungkook was obviously the most excited.
He was very
excited. Was he the one who was running around clapping?
He was.
I think everyone else was still trying to quite work out what it was.
Well, at this point, I wasn't too sure what was going on when Jungkook was running around.
And I think Jungkook had clicked on as to what was going on and he was very excited. He's really into this thrill-seeking stuff. Always the first one who wants to get involved in it. All the other members seemed a little bit iffy about
it. Yeah, unsure, yeah. After their meal, they read the letters to their future selves. I always love RM's letters. They all say that he's a really good writer, and I just love hearing his words.
I thought Jin's was quite funny, because he really did write like it was a future self, talking about being older with wrinkles.
And Jimin, he was very awkward, like always, reading his, but he said that he found it very hard to write to himself.
I would have no idea where to start. I wouldn't know what to write at all.
I have done this. Wrote to my future self. Yeah, years ago for Christmas, I got given a booklet and it had envelopes inside and you wrote letters, put them on the envelope. And I think I got it to open it in like 2000 and... I don't know, 42 or something, I don't know, some like 40 years in the future, and I haven't actually opened them.
You also get to hear from Sugar as well, and I actually would like Sugar's one too.
Then on the way back down, V sings a song. All the members are saying that it was a really nice end to the meal, and I think it was, yeah. And he did just finish when it touched the ground, so it was perfect timing. And then after that, Jin, Jongu and V, they enjoyed the rides. And I was saying to Lorraine, I don't remember seeing any theme park or fair or rides of any sort here.
But we don't know exactly where this dinner was. It wasn't specified. They were drove there, so I'm assuming maybe it was in a different area, different park.
Yeah.
Because it looked like a very big theme park.
It did.
Because they showed it from above. And even when I was looking at things.
That's the thing. I was looking at things, and usually I do just out of curiosity type up zoo, theme park. I didn't see that come up.
The closest thing I saw was a water park.
Yeah.
But it definitely wasn't a water park. It looked like just a generic fairground.
I thought it was just really sweet watching these three, though. They were in hysterics on the
ride. Well, there was one particular ride that kind of spun around and went, I'm assuming, particularly fast. And, yeah, they were just laughing and
all
laughing.
All the way through from beginning to the end.
And they went on, like, twice and went backwards. And, yeah, they just really seemed to really enjoy it a lot.
And then at the very end, they all summed up their trip like they do all the time on the Bon Voyage series. So, overall, I really enjoyed watching Bon Voyage again. I love watching these, and every single time I see another Bon Voyage, I always think I prefer it more to the previous ones. I think I said this to the second one, but I think I just love all the Bon Voyage. They're all very different, and it just reminds me of like our travels. There's always something different wherever you go. Yeah, I just really enjoyed this. I think one of my favourite things watching it this time round was experiencing the things they had done, some of the things while we're here in Malta. I like that we've done it like this.
Yeah, I definitely would say that this is my favourite so far. I do enjoy the others, but I feel like this is a special one because we did get to do some of the stuff that BTS had done, and knowing that they'd been there and now we're now there, it felt just kind of like a special connection.
Yeah, it felt a bit different.
Yeah, so it was really exciting every step of the way, and I really enjoyed watching it and then going the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just really good and really different. And I liked this season as well in particular because I thought Jin was really standing out to me. There were so many funny moments with Jin that I'll remember from this season. Especially as a Jin bias myself, really good to watch and remember so many Jin moments that did come to my head like instantly. But yeah, I just really enjoyed this Bon Voyage in particular.
In the next episode, we're going to be discussing our very first ship episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS.
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.